Good morning, it's Tuesday the 30th, the last day of November. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Today is Giving Tuesday, one of the biggest giving days of the year. And we can't thank you enough for your support of local journalism. You can further show your support of our reporting with a tax-deductible gift that funds coverage of Indigenous affairs and its impacts across our community. Invest in local journalism and donate at thenewstribune.com/donate. Thank you, from the News Tribune team. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect daytime clouds and occasional rain and wind, with a high of 54 degrees. A cloudy evening with an overnight low of 50 degrees. Police are reviewing video footage from inside the Tacoma Mall after a shooting on Black Friday forced people to flee for safety or hide inside store rooms. A 16-year-old boy shot and injured was listed in stable condition at a local hospital yesterday. Police said it's unknown whether the teen was the intended target, or if he was involved in an argument that prompted the shooting near the food court. The shooting happened just after 7 p.m. when shoppers traditionally crowd into stores searching for holiday deals. Witnesses said a dispute that happened before the shooting was between at least two people. Shoppers reported hearing raised voices between two groups before gunshots rang out. Within minutes, 87 law enforcement officers from eight agencies descended on the mall to evacuate people and search for the shooter. A small plane helped with the unsuccessful search. No one has been arrested. Meet the four finalists vying to lead the Tacoma Police Department. The police chief candidates are Michael Carroll, Sean Case, Kathy McAlpine, and Avery Moore. Carroll retired last April from the Alameda County Sheriff's Office in San Leandro, California. He was responsible for the Emergency Services Communication Center and served in other roles, including captain responsible for a detention facility, lieutenant of the Youth and Family Services Bureau for Eden Township, and sergeant of its Street Crimes Unit. When the News Tribune asked what change he'd like to bring to Tacoma, Carroll said he'd like to address diversity in law enforcement. The next candidate is Sean Case, currently a captain for the Anchorage Police Department. He's responsible for internal affairs, patrol, and the administrative and inspection divisions. He was a finalist this year for two other police chief positions in Lacey and Olympia. In an interview with the News Tribune, Case talked about some of the bigger issues facing the city, including homelessness, frequent and disproportionate use of force. Another candidate is Kathy McAlpine, who's been top cop in Tigard, Oregon the last 4 years. She grew up in Tacoma and Spanaway and held every position but chief during her nearly 31-year career with TPD. She'd like to bring community service officers to Tacoma, who would help with traffic accidents, graffiti, and parking enforcement. The final candidate is Avery Moore, Assistant Chief of Police for the Investigations Bureau at the Dallas Police Department. He began as an officer more than 30 years ago and has since held leadership titles such as lieutenant, sergeant, and senior corporal. This summer, he was on the short list of candidates applying to be police chief for the Columbus and Austin Police Departments. Moore is most proud of a plan he helped implement that starts with hotspot policing, then place specific investigations where crime is common, and then focus deterrence. A decision on the candidates is expected in December. Pierce County is reporting its latest COVID-19 data. The report listed 144 cases and one death yesterday. Over the weekend, 448 cases were reported. No cases were reported on Friday because of a holiday break. So far, the county's totals are 96,551 cases and 924 deaths. The deaths reported November 22, though the 24th, are of an East Pierce County woman in her 80s, two Lake Taps Sumner men in their 70s and 80s, a Parkland woman in her 60s, a Puyallup man in his 40s, two Spanaway men in their 50s and 60s, and two people from Tacoma, a man in his 70s and a woman in her 80s. From February to October, 40,557 of Pierce County's cases involved unvaccinated people. That's compared with 7,904 of cases involving those vaccinated during the same period. Washington state hospitals are bracing for the new COVID-19 variant, Omicron. Hospitalization rates continue to decline, but officials fear all the hard work of surviving the Delta wave could soon be lost. Statewide, the daily average of confirmed hospitalizations as of yesterday was at 694. That's down from 806 a week ago, and down from a 1,013 daily average a month ago. However, ventilator use is up, with a 7-day average at 117, compared with last week's average of 110. The state is still seeing about 10-15 hospitalized COVID-related deaths on average a day. Cassie Sauer, CEO of the Washington State Hospital Association, said she and the rest of the panelists at a news conference believe Omicron is likely in the U.S. Dr. Alex Graninger of the University of Washington Medical Center said his labs are already running tests on recent positive results for any sign of the new variant. So far, none has been detected. A food bank in Pierce County is offering fresh greens grown on site. The Bonnie Lake Food Bank along State Route 410 in Buckley has served the community for many years. CEO Stacy Cernich said between 80 to 100 families visit per day. She rebranded the nonprofit in 2020, and her partnership with Mom's Micro Garden and Urban Farm followed. It all started pretty organically. When owner Patrick Brown toured the food bank in February, he asked Cernich about their plans for the greenhouse next to the facility. What used to be a storage area turned into a space for Brown to grow his microgreens, who then supplied the food bank with some of the produce. Examples of the microgreens given to food bank patrons include sunflower, radish, and cantaloupe shoots. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!